And see, this is why we like to do the giveaway in the short segment. So people that are fans, it's listener appreciation giveaway. We like it to go to a true listener. A woodpecker was not in, I don't even think we had a woodpecker in 2019's calendar. It was the Arizona Sunset. Mr. Orr of Glendale was our winner this week. Congratulations. Go enjoy the Rockies as they come in and are hosted by the Diamondbacks June 18th. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the game and send us a picture. Hope it's a good game and a good win for Arizona. Last week we had a caller that joined us wanting to know what to do with a home he was having built in the northwest part of the Phoenix area. Vistancia, I think, is where it was going in, or was it Verado? I think it was Vistancia because I remember it being northwest. And he wanted to know, do I need plywood on the entire outside of the home? Do I need to sheathe everything or just the corners? He was seeing developments that were going up. Some did, some didn't. The city inspector came out, as every home is inspected periodically at key points during the construction phase, and asked him why he wasn't doing it, and he made him start thinking, should I not? And we've got Chauncey Meyer, our architect from Tucson, joining us on the line to talk about the proper code for building a home when sheathing. We're not going to, like Chauncey said yesterday, we're going to be very gracious. We're not going to go into a soapbox and say, well, you should be building with block and not silly sticks and stucco to begin with. But if we're building a home out of wood, which most of them are, I said that so you didn't have to.
Thank you. I appreciate
What's our proper code?
Well, the code has, there's prescriptive code and what the inside the code, and there is ways that you can build, and that's a minimum standard for lateral bracing for wind load in this district that we're in. And you could do corner bracing. You can do hold down brackets. You can do full sheathing. It just has to be done in a certain way. And inside the code, it actually tells you how to do it. I recommend to my clients that they sheave the complete building, because that gives a much stronger building than it would if it wasn't. But all methods are approved by code. But as we know, code is a minimum standard for building.
And you'll get the minimum if you build to the minimum code.
Yeah, you can build to the minimum code. The corner bracing works. What happens is in production building, they try to reduce the cost so they can sell the homes for a more competitive price. And so they do what is required as a minimum standard. But if you sheave the building completely with sheathing, you're going to have a much stronger, and the building shouldn't crack as easy, especially if you use stucco.
What is, I was looking up. There's really no other value. It's not going to really increase the R ratio too much. I was trying to find other things for him to look at if he was looking at, well, maybe we just do the south and west side, but the R value of that interior OSB sheathing was like less than a half a point.
Yeah, it gives you something, but it's not a big factor.
And how long could you expect a wood-framed home to last anyway? I mean, I was trying to decide, help him decide, look, we're building out of wood. It's something that's probably not going to last 100 years anyway. Is that extra $5,000 for the sheathing going to give you any great value in any kind of long-term perspective?
I think from a maintenance standpoint, a completely sheathed building, especially if it's stucco, it should give you a little less maintenance. But 50, a wood frame structure could last 100 years. I mean, if it's maintained properly, I don't know why it couldn't. But it just means you less stucco cracks and things like that, especially with a one-coat stucco system. That's a good system for stucco's concern.
Well, we appreciate you spending your time this Saturday morning to join us on air. You've been designing, building homes in the Tucson area for
35 years.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes of that this Saturday morning to share with us a little bit of your cumulative. What talk to me real quick. We've got about 1 minute left about the church y'all did up in the Summer Haven.
Mary Endure of Knox Shrine.
Yes.
Yes, it's fully completed now, and they're holding services there. It's a Eastern Rite Byzantine Catholic chapel and shrine, and they have a chapel, they have a bell tower, and then they have a veterans memorial ramada. In that ramada, they have the symbols of the five services plus the chaplain corps mounted in the base of the bricks on the floor of the ramada.
And the old world craftsmanship skills that were used for this, I mean, where did they find these guys?
Well, there was a three-generation carpenter, Velasquez Carpentry in Tucson here, and that's where we got them, plus our Gary Griffith, who's our contractor. He's a seasoned craftsman, and between those two, they were able to do these joints that each board had to be cut separately and mounted, because each board, each beam and each joist was mounted individually. There was no trusses. Everything had to be cut to a certain length, and sometimes it was less than an eighth of an inch